The choices you make with your lifestyle, your money, every single day, influence your future. It is time to fight to make it better. This podcast is dedicated to you, to sharing ideas that you can use to take ownership of your financial future. Most Americans have little or no net worth. By being purposeful with what we earn, I know we can change that, and we must change that. I want you to learn this game. I want you to be better educated about your money. I want you to live a better life. Welcome to Money is Personal, the Briggs Financial Podcast. Let's go! Salutations, greetings, and hello! My name is Stephen Briggs. I am Chairperson and CEO of Briggs Financial Incorporated. Welcome to Money is Personal, episode number 149, Eyes Wide Open. Before we dig into this topic, I want you to make sure to like and share and subscribe everything involving our business, the podcast, all of that jazz. So find Briggs Financial on Facebook, on the Instagram. I would say we're on Threads. We'd love to have you continue to follow us. We have an email list. You can find that on our website, BriggsAlt.com. And anywhere you find your favorite podcast, make sure to subscribe, write us a review. Any support you can give, share this with your friends and family. We really appreciate it. So eyes wide open. It is our behavioral tendency, when something scares us, to close our eyes. You think of a scary, you're watching a scary movie, or you're playing one of those jump scare or horror video games, or maybe you're on a roller coaster and you're right before a big drop. Closing your eyes helps you avoid taking in entirely what you fear in those situations. We do it to kind of protect ourselves, at least emotionally, because it's the event's still going to happen, right? Well, people react the same way when it comes to their money, especially when they feel like things are not going well. They avoid looking at their spending. They avoid budgeting and planning. The hope is that if you just close your eyes, there won't be any problems. Everything just works out. Which is why, on average, according to LendingTree, it took people more than 5 months last year to pay off holiday expenses. So if they spent in 2022, rather, and you're paying it off, I guess, this year, but 5 months, nearly half a year on average, to pay down spending that happened during the holidays. That does not sound like a holly jolly anything. There is nothing merry about having a financial millstone tied around your neck for nearly half a year. And the worst part is that, by and large, it's an unforced error, an own goal, a mistake that is rather avoidable. But what it requires in order to avoid that mistake is some planning ahead of time. And then what it really requires is that you keep your eyes wide open as you go through that process, or as you go through the holiday season. You say, eyes wide open for what? For opportunities to save money on the plan, first off. So if you know you're hosting Thanksgiving and you're going to have to buy food, a lot of times grocery stores leading up to the holiday will have sales on chicken stock, will have sales on pumpkin pie filling, will have sales on a variety of things, including turkeys. Like, taking advantage of those types of things will help you stay on track with your planned spending. Another thing that can help is if you're traveling, for example, what usually can chip away at things is eating out. So having a plan for what are we going to do for food when we're on the road, and no, we don't want to spend all our hard-earned money at Starbucks and McDonald's, as much as one might enjoy Starbucks and McDonald's. If that's not where you want all your money to go, then you have to have a plan for it. But then I also want you to keep your eyes wide open on what your goals are, not just for the holidays. I want you thinking about your future goals as well. What are you going to do the next year, the next couple of years, and so on? And to make certain that you're balancing both your holiday ambitions and your spending behaviors, and that these things align. And then, eyes wide open, watching your bank statements. or if you're a client of ours, we use a financial planning platform called eMoney. And watching those transactions, getting on there every week, making certain your transactions are on target with your plan. Not Amazon's plan, not Walmart's plan, not Target's plan, not pick your favorite retail, you know, specialty retailer, your plan. Making adjustments to spending elsewhere if you need to. So if you go and overspend in one area, find a way to cut back in another. You know, maybe that means putting a Netflix on pause for a month or two. Some sort of trade-off. But the bottom line is that you will only have control of this, and you will only, you know, be on target to start next year. Not in target, by the way. Remember, we're keeping that at bay. Staying on target, staying focused, if you keep your eyes wide open throughout this holiday season of what decisions are being made and where your money is going. You know, at the end of the day, you either are going to do that and you're gonna drive your spending and you're gonna have control over it, or you can close your eyes and your spending is gonna drive you. And that's how people get into months and months of credit card debt during the holiday season, because they let their spending control them instead of the other way around. Now, I want to shift gears, because you're going to get plenty of, you know, season's beatings from me on holiday spending as the season progresses. So I want to shift, because there's another really important application of this concept that doesn't seem as intuitive at first, but it really has come out, especially in some of my meetings the last few weeks and couple of months. Eyes wide open when it comes to your employer and your employment situation and your compensation. It is far easier to just stay in the job that you're in, working with the team you're working with, particularly if you're comfortable with that team, and not get terribly worried about whether or not, you know, how much you're getting paid or how much of a raise you're getting or what your career development looks like. Yeah, people really don't think about that stuff unless they get really angry with their employer or if there is a economic recession and potential job losses. Short of that, people don't get if you're not terribly nervous, lots of people just sit and are kind of stagnant when it comes to their career. Problem is, you could really be missing out. You could be missing out in terms of other businesses willing to pay you considerably more for the same skill set you have existing. You're missing out on opportunities to increase your skill set and potentially earn more money in a different position. And you may also be opening yourself up to a real risk in the erosion of how much you're being paid. And I've gotten to see this now the last couple of years, where people got to see pretty sizable increases in base pay, only to have employers offer raises that did not even meet how high inflation went. So if you go and got a nice rate, you know, you've got a new salary, but then when inflation was 6%, if you were offered a 3% raise, well, then you just took a 3% pay cut effectively, because it did not, your increase in pay did not keep up with your cost of living. And we've seen that now happen in some employers for a couple of years. So as much as people, you know, as much as you may enjoy a lot of aspects of your work, you have to realize that when your employer does that, they are devaluing your hours. You may be getting more on the physical number of the paycheck, but when the price of milk or eggs goes up 20% in a 3-year period of time and your pay went up 4, you're down 16% now. So at some point, you're going to look and go, where's my money? And the answer is, well, they aren't keeping up with the market and the cost of living anymore. And so that's where it went. It went back to your cost of living. Well, that's not great. So what do you do about it? So what you need to do is keep your eyes wide open for evaluating what your employer offers you each year, annual reviews or whatever, benefits packages and so on, especially if things like a hidden cost like healthcare going up. Well, that's a reduction in your compensation benefits. healthcare, you know, any cost of yours, any pre-tax cost of yours that goes up is a drag on your earnings. So evaluating all of what an employer offers, the holistic package, and checking annually to see how competitive is it. If you don't think it's particularly competitive, you need to approach your employer about it. If you think you, if the compensation's not competitive with your role, or maybe you're just a very strong performer and you deserve more than what you're earning, well, then that's a conversation to have, and you have to have it. And then the other thing I would say, too, is that apart from the company you're currently at, there may be opportunities at other employers, whether it's in your sector or in a different industry, to do what you're doing or something that looks sort of like it and potentially make considerably more money. But the catch of that is, in order to be in position to even take advantage of those things, you need to well in advance be consistently updating your LinkedIn. You should be networking with people in your profession, in your industry, so other people who might potentially want to hire you can get to know you, get to meet some recruiters in the space, in your area. I think that just gets lost is like, once you settle into a job, that professional development piece and that professional networking and growth piece goes away until someone gets really pissed off, at which point, or gets let go for whatever reason, and then it's suddenly a big deal to update the LinkedIn and do all that. If you keep a consistent network and you're communicating and all of that, the chances that when a great opportunity comes around that someone's going to reach back out to you and go, hey, I have this thing that came up here, those types of opportunities don't just happen. They happen when you put work and effort and energy into networking, into connecting with people, into making people aware of everything that you can do and how freaking awesome you are. And when you do that, then those opportunities come to you. And that can be huge. I mean, even a nominal raise of $10,000 a year means for most people pre-tax somewhere between $6,500 or post-tax $6,500 to $7,000 coming in, which, you know, it would at that point fill up a Roth IRA for the year. There's some really good investment opportunity there potentially. And so understanding that, you know, we have to keep our eyes open to make sure we're really being valued at our existing employer and recognizing when we're not anymore, because that can happen too, where, you know, and sometimes it's a matter of topping out in a particular position and deciding, do I want to move up or not? But even then, if they're not paying a cost of living adjustment, that is a decrease in wages. Your comp is going down. Maybe not in terms of the raw dollar amount, but in terms of how much you can buy with that dollar. If you're getting a 3% raise and inflation's 5%, you're net down 2. So you need to be aware of that and then decide, do you need to take action? Especially if the market, if there are other positions or opportunities that would pay 20% more or more than that, you have to look at that and go, you know, at some point, the team might be a really nice team. Your boss might be an amazing boss, but it doesn't pay the bills and it doesn't give you the ammunition that you need to invest, to save, and build a future for yourself. More ammunition does that. But you can't just close your eyes and go, I wish I might. You need to see what's going on and then take an appropriate action with that. So in all of this, I hope between the spending lesson and the career development lesson, the big key is this: having your eyes shut during things involving your money will tend to not work out well or work out as well as they could have had you been willing to, be observant and, consistently look for, look at what's going on and make critical informed decisions based on that. But you have to see what's going on. You have to get over whatever fear there is in, going through the spending transactions or the fear of potentially needing to move to another employer. Whatever that inertia is, finding the energy and finding your, what is your overall goal or what things are you trying to accomplish? And I want you to think about that when you're thinking through this. So it's not just I have to keep my eyes open because Steven says I have to focus on this. It's understanding I have to focus on this so I can build savings, so I can build investments, so I can not have to work until I'm 85 years old. Because I took the steps needed to not set myself back on credit card debt, to make sure I'm getting paid what this market pays, what I'm worth, that my salary and my benefits keep up with the market and don't stagnate or don't get left behind when my employer chooses to give me a raise that doesn't even cover the increased cost of living from inflation for that year. And then having a strong sense then of understanding when a change in the guard needs to happen too. And maybe it's just time then to consider working for someone else that might value your time better and might have a better system in play to make sure that what you're earning continues to keep a pace with the cost of living and so forth. So with that, I want to thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Money is Personal. Again, you can catch all 148 other episodes on the Briggs Financial website at BriggsWealth.com. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week. Be safe, be well, and we'll catch you with a fresh episode next week. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening to Money is Personal, the Briggs Financial podcast. Please follow Briggs Financial on Instagram and Facebook for more terrific personal financial stories and ideas. And check out our firm's website at www.briggswealth.com to schedule a free consultation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. This information is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Briggs Financial believes the information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but does not guarantee the accuracy of the information being provided. This information is not meant to be a complete summary or statement of all available data for making financial or investment decisions, and does not constitute a recommendation. Please note that the information provided may include references to concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not to be construed as legal, accounting, or tax advice, and is provided as general information to you to assist in understanding the issues discussed. This information is not meant as a financial or investment advice pertaining to your personal situation. The selection of appropriate investment or planning options and/or strategies should be made on an individual basis after consultation with appropriate legal, tax, or financial advisors. Nothing contained herein is intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any product or service mentioned, and they may not be suitable for all investors.